This is Dakota Datebook for November 12th. Great legacies can have small beginnings. This includes varsity hockey at the University of North Dakota. In 1908, the University of North Dakota's student newspaper, The Student, asked, "How would you like to have at your disposal, morning, noon, and night, an open-air rink, 200 by 150 feet, in good condition, where you could play hockey or just have a good time?" The student responded, "This is very possible if every lover of skating will get out and work to organize a skating club." The newspaper praised skating as the most healthful, invigorating exercise there is. And when it has the advantage of being participated in on an open-air rink, it is doubly healthful and pleasant. It described constructing a skating rink as a glorious dream, which owes its origin to Dr. Stewart. At the time, Dr. George Walter Stewart was the head of UND's physics department from 1903 to 1909. His dream was to erect a permanent rink costing about $5,000, large enough to maintain a hockey rink, a skating rink, a curling rink, and two large dressing rooms. The goal was to eventually convince the North Dakota State Legislature to fund an ice rink at UND, but that didn't happen. The next year, Dr. Stewart would accept a position at the University of Iowa and become a celebrated professor and founding chair of its physics department. Although Dr. Stewart's vision wasn't fully accepted in 1909, by the 1930s, intramural hockey flourished at the University of North Dakota. In 1931, the Dakota Student published an editorial asking UND's administration to spare hockey from massive budget cuts due to the Great Depression. In 1936, a new winter sports building was constructed with federal funding from the New Deal's Works Progress Administration. This building, affectionately known as the Old Barn, would support varsity hockey in future decades. By the time Dr. Stewart retired as a physics professor in 1946 at the University of Iowa, his dream of an ice rink and a hockey team at the University of North Dakota, which he had planted decades earlier, was about to come true. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.